USA Radio News.
A new poll indicates that two-thirds of those in Hillary Clinton's own party want to see her held accountable for her alleged role in spying on former President Donald Trump and manufacturing Russian ties.
A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. For the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Rising prices for lumber are once again affecting the ability to build affordable homes. Prices have risen 34% this month so far. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Allison Golust, the CNN executive in a relationship with former network head Jeff Zucker, resigned on Tuesday. A memo from the company's CEO said an investigation uncovered the couple and Chris Cuomo violated company policies. A third-party law firm conducted the investigation, which also examined problems associated with Chris Cuomo and his brother, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. Freestyler skier Alex Hall earned a gold medal in the men's Olympic slopestyle competition, while teammate Nick Gepper earned silver. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The GOP wants answers on the U.S.'s botched exit from Afghanistan.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding access to all documents on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top Republicans on the panel have written a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, among others in the administration. The letter likens a chaotic Afghan exit to the fall of Saigon at the end of the long Vietnam War. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In related news, the acting defense minister of Afghanistan's Taliban government has announced plans to build a 110,000-strong army for the country. Since the Taliban seized power last August, the number of fighters in the group's ranks has not been independently confirmed. Attorneys for the family of a cinematographer shot and killed on the set of the film Rust are suing Alec Baldwin and the movie's producers for wrongful death. Lawyers for Halyna Hutchins' family announced the lawsuit on Tuesday. At least four other lawsuits have been filed over the shooting. Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during setup for filming in New Mexico on October 21st when the gun went off, killing Hutchins and wounding the director, Joel Souza. Baldwin's attorney responded to the lawsuit, saying any claim that Baldwin was reckless is, quote, entirely false. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.